Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and today we will be taking callers as usual with a question on any topic in your life. If you would like to call into today's show, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. And for those of you that would like to have a private reading, please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our first caller for today. The call-in number is area code 850. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay. Hi, this is Deidre. I'm calling from Florida.
Yes, Deidre.
Hey, how are you? It's the first time calling.
Doing good.
Listen,
how are you doing?
I
how can we help you?
My question actually at this point is I'm trying to see, I'm contemplating going back into a previous relationship from years before, my ex-husband actually, you know. I'm trying to see if that's going to be a positive thing or not. I'm kind of on the fence.
Okay. And may I have his first name only, please?
Dexter.
Okay. Give me one moment to tune in and to see if this is, one, going to work out for you, and two, you know, if this is really the best idea at this point. Okay, as far as I am seeing right now, I do know that there have been some changes within this individual for the better as far as their mentality and how they're handling things. However, I do not feel that they have really met that real changing point, let's say, in the aspect of, you know, changing quite enough right now within themselves for the betterment of themselves as well as the betterment of how they deal and handle with people in their lives. At this time, I will state to you that I feel it's okay to be in contact and communication with this individual, but I do not feel that this would be the best move on your part. I'm getting the message it's time to move forward, but not back.
Wow. Oh, goodness. Yeah, that, oh, wow. Okay, yeah. That's kind of how I was feeling inside, but, you know, you want to try to give it your best shot, but I really appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and, you know, I can definitely understand how we choose sometimes to give people second tries or in this case, maybe even a third try, but sometimes it's not worth the effort because they have not quite come to their full realizations yet.
I was just, you know, our son, you know, and you try to, but yeah, I've got to move on pretty much.
Okay. Well, thank
you
for calling
in. Yeah, no problem. I'll just keep listening.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm wishing blessings for everyone out there and great guidance as much as we can here. Our next caller for today is Jesse is here. Hello, Jesse. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Jesse. And Allison, I'm in Colorado. And
yeah.
Yeah, I believe I have the answer, but I'm not 100% yet on that, and I'm just wondering whether you, can I do it just like a yes, no question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. Do you think is it for my higher good to stay or to leave is it for my higher good to remain in the group or to leave the group that, the particular
mm-hmm.
group that I am in. That's all I'll ask.
Okay.
So
it is better
to remain in
group.
It or to go?
It is better to go.
It's for my higher good to leave the group.
Precisely. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But once more, it's like choosing the lesser of two evils. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any reason why... Can you expound on?
Because I'm feeling here that there is better opportunity and better balance that would come from you leaving the group rather than staying in the group. And right now I'm going to give you this particular answer that while you are staying within this group, it is blocking other progressive energies from coming in. And once you've left the group, it might take a little time for that energetic block to go away and for something better and bigger to come in. But something better and bigger will come in. And I feel that right now it's best to leave the group and to find the next best thing, okay? Because what I see you going into from this group seems to be even better. Okay, seems to be something that's going to help raise your vibrations that much higher.
Mhm. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Thank you.
Mhm. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay. Our next caller today is area code 484. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi there, this is Antoinetta giving you a call back. I am calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Yes, hello there, Antoinetta. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to give a call to see, what you're feeling around me and if you see any changes from the last time we talked.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I am seeing some positive changes here. I'm not quite sure on what exact areas they're coming from, but the first area that comes to mind is financial, okay? And then the second area that comes to mind is health. I'm getting health today. It's almost as if you've been able to peacefully rest a little bit more.
Yes, my health is getting much better. I had an infection in the right lobe of my brain, and then I had to clear that infection up, and then I also had to go in surgery to remove a lump, and they tested it, and it came back negative for cancer. So
okay.
I am
okay.
Doing much better health-wise. I know the last time we had talked, you had said that you had seen Dan possibly getting in touch with me about possibly moving here. Now, that has not happened just yet, but I don't know
okay.
if that's still going to happen.
I still feel that in place. I still get that card in play here. So what that means is that we will probably have that happen, and it will happen very soon. Could happen anywhere between now and maybe the first week of March.
Whoa, okay, so any day now he'll be coming and approaching me with, can I move in? Is that what he's going to do?
Yeah, I'm pretty much looking at him coming and approaching you and saying, like, okay, here's what we would like to do, but here, what can you do? Can I move in? You know, can this happen? He's going to pretty much ask for that direction, and I feel that right now, I'm not sure what my answer was to you in the past, but a resonation right now tells me that it's best to stand your ground.
Right, right, right. Because, you know, I definitely will keep in touch with you. I'll let you know when all this goes down.
Oh, yes, please do. But thank you
yes.
for calling back in and giving me some some update here on your condition and what's going on there. So I'm very happy to see that you're improving in health. And I'm also feeling here that you're going to bounce right back. But I'm going to give you a suggestion. I'm not a doctor, so I can't claim to be one. Okay.
Right.
But I am a spiritual counselor. What I suggest to you is a thing called Four Thieves Vinegar, or you can start using apple cider vinegar, and you might want to have a little bit of that every day, okay? Just maybe
okay.
a teaspoon or so in your water, whatever. Or even on salad, because it's a wonderful salad dressing. And I feel that will help you in the direction of your health as well.
Okay, wonderful. I will start doing that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Once more, for those of you out there and tuning in, please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com for all of your private spiritual needs and counseling needs. We have some great specials that go on periodically throughout our website for all of your private reading needs and many other options as well. So please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com. And for those of you that would like to call into today's show, we have the call-in number 619-789-6807. Once more, that is 619-789-6807. Okay. For those of you listening and tuning in, we're now going to listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. And this track is entitled Track 3, The Angel's Smile. You can now find it at zarina1.com. All right. You have been listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. It looks like we have another caller here. We're going to go ahead and bring you on air. But for those of you tuning in and listening today, for all of your private needs, for readings and so on and so forth, please do not forget to visit our website, which is howpsychic.com. Oh, and it looks like we have our co-host here as well today. Area code 404. Hey, Loie, how you doing?
Hey, good. I was just listening in. Thought I could chime in here and there.
Okay, sounds good. You want me to put you back on hold?
No, we have callers?
Yeah, we have a caller here.
Okay, we'll be on live. I want to chime in if I can.
Okay, well, you're on. All right, our caller today is area code 610. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Well, hi. My name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. How are you?
Doing great, Sonia. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I have a question concerning a family matter involving my nephew. To make a long story short, he was hurt pretty bad in a motorcycle that he was only 14, that he should not be riding in the first place. But, you know, it didn't happen once or twice. It has been going on for a while. His dad just let him do whatever he wants. Next thing you know, that he got a call from the ambulance that, you know, he broke his legs, he's in a lot of pain. And his mom was out of his life, but, you know, I was able to get hold of her. I flew her down there, and I helped her whichever way I could. And now she's there, you know, helping him, assisting. His dad is old. He's 76 years old. But, for some reason, due to problems in the past, you know, he got a chance to stay with his son, and he also gets money for him every month. But the boy is totally neglected. The house was dirty. You know, she's like kind of working as his nurse also, you know, making sure he gets his meals. She's helping with his homework. She's doing everything. And she said, you know what, I'll stay down until he's all good. I want him to pass. His dad didn't care any less about his school, you know. I just think he wants him for the money. So, So I don't know what's going to happen here. They have a hearing on Wednesday, but I think it's because of the judge, because he got a fine. But I don't know what's going to happen with all this, so I don't know what you're picking up.
Okay. Now, the boy, you said he's 14, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what I am feeling here, hon, is that, one, psychically I'm picking up that this boy's custody will be changed. Whoever has custody will lose it, and the boy will be placed in another form of custody. It looks like with another family member. So let me ask you, are you trying to get custody?
Well, here's the thing. I have a place, you know, big enough to accommodate more family because I don't have any kids. I just, you know, live with my partner. And I told my sister, you know what, because she had some issues. And I told her, you know what, you always have a door here for you. And there's enough room for you and my nephew because I care about him immensely and also her, you know. She has some issues, but who doesn't have issues? I mean, no one is perfect. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So I told her that. But this man is like, he can take care of a child, but I know, I think he gets about maybe $600 a month for him.
And you're worried that he's trying to just hold on because of what he's getting from that.
Even saying he wants to change the child name. He's been saying that for years, but it costs money. But I think to change someone's last name, like if it's a child, the mother has to sign it, right?
Both people.
All right, well, here's the thing, hon. What I would strongly suggest for you is to get a private reading with me because I can see a lot of stuff from this. And we have a few other callers here, but what I will tell you is custody will be changed, and I can see those two people living with you. It might take a while. It might not take a whole long. you know, it's fluctuating right now. It's going back and forth from taking a large amount of time to a very little amount of time, okay? But I'm feeling what is coming up in court case will actually be to the better benefit of this child's well-being. Okay?
Right, even though it looks like the case is because of a traffic violation, but I think the judge might open up something else, right?
Well,
is that what it is?
It will lead from that into something else. But I do suggest you get a private reading from our website. That way we could talk directly and have plenty of time to go over this and really help you out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question. What is your relationship to the child?
I'm his aunt.
Okay. You have to understand that each person in this family has their own role, their own karma, anything. At the end of the day, all you can sit there and do is put positive energy and stop worrying about what exactly has happened. Just know at this situation, we need to thank whatever has happened to get to this situation and look at it forward and not harp on anything what he did in the past. That's one thing you need to do if you want a positive outcome, because at the end of the day, they all have their own purpose and everything. So you worrying about it is not going to change anything, because whatever is going to happen is going to happen. The only thing that you can sit there and do is just send a lot of white light and just know that, you know, everyone's soul has their own journey, and no one has any right controlling their own journey. If you want the positive outcome, you need to start visualizing what the outcome that you like to have. But at the end of the day, it's not your control. If you want them to living with you, it won't happen. But like Adam said, there's a lot going on, but I just need you to have faith and not worry about it, because at the end of the day, you're going to have to know that everybody in your life has their own path and journey, and trust. You got to trust what's good, and you got to trust what's happening at the present moment is good. We should never question. Just know it's going to work out on its best, you know, for everyone, okay? So that's just trying to teach you to send more positive energy healing instead of the worriness, because you got too much worriness, which can actually deter the result that you actually want, okay? So the more energy that people send positive, the more better results get. The more worry everyone does, you're not going to get but more worry. So get on that board and start thinking positive.
Okay.
Yeah. What Lori is trying to teach you here is just simple law of manifestation. The more we think positive, the more positive will come. You know, the more we worry about the negative, the more the negative will happen. We have to release the fear. Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, if you trust Source, you never question what goes on in anybody else's life. Just trust Source that whatever he's got going on at that present moment, whether it be for you, your partner, your dog, your cat, whoever it is, you have to trust Source that they have that person in that particular situation for a reason. We have no business as a human being questioning on anyone else's journey. So I want you to start trusting and not worrying, because it is what it is.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, and we wish you all the best with that. But please don't forget to check out the website. Okay? All right. Thank you. And we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller here. Oh, well. Wait a minute. Loey, are you still there? All right. Lolita dropped out. She must be having to deal with something. All right. Our next caller today is area code 804. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend Adam. This is Vernell. I live in Virginia, in the state of Virginia. And
yes, Vernell, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling a question. Actually, I broke up with my boyfriend via email last night. And I'm sure he's seen it this morning. And I was wondering if at some point, even if it's not now, if we're going to reconcile.
Okay. May I have his first name only, please, again?
It's Charles.
Charles, okay. Let's see here. Well, according to what I'm seeing, I do feel that there will be some reconciling down the road, because there is a good likelihood that that will happen. However, the thing is that the timeline okay? One, he's not too happy that you're the one to break it off rather than him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a direct hit on the ego, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But two, the timeline in which reconciling can happen here is a bit stretched, okay? We're looking at a few months rather than just a few weeks, okay? Could be sooner, but I'm getting a few months here, and I honestly feel that right now what you did was in your best interest, because now you're able to energetically move forward, and you're able to focus on the things you need to focus on right now, which is bringing in those blessings of financial stability and stability in many other areas, especially your spirituality as well. Because, honey, you are about to reach the big time, and you know that this energy has been holding you back. And what I'm about to tell you is that you have, you know, all these blessings that have been right there at the door, but, you know, then they don't come through because of whatever reasons. This whole situation has been an energetic block for you, and now that there is a resolve with it, you will be able to move forward and receive the blessings that have come to the door. Okay?
Okay, how would I recognize them? Will they just disappear?
Oh, you'll recognize them, honey. You'll recognize them. The thing is, you know, you recognize more money when you get an opportunity to make it, don't you? So it'll come in. It'll be very obvious. Don't worry about that. I even feel, you know, there's been some issues with family, but I kind of see some family ties being healed here as well. Now, it doesn't mean that family going to come back together the way it was always meant to be, but it definitely means that there's some healing and some closure happening, okay?
Okay, and I really wanted to, you know, I mean, I've been living with my sons, but I've been, you know, wanted to finally move out and get my own place and all of my belongings. It looks like a
And you're going to be able to do that. But I also suggest a private reading for you, because I think I would be able to help you, you know, manifest a little bit better all of this wonderful blessings that are out there, just to make sure that when they come in, they're permanent. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, I can't really, you know, pay for a reading because I'm just flat broke.
That's fine, honey. Well, I got a lot of cheap prices anyway. I got readings at only $5, okay? But whenever you please and whenever you have the ability, it doesn't have to be today or tomorrow, but whenever you have my invite to come over for a private reading from the website, and if you need to just call back into the show to let us know how it worked out for you, then go ahead and do that too, okay?
Okay. Quick question.
All right.
Okay.
We only do really one question per caller today.
Okay.
So yeah, we're gonna have to go, hon. But
okay.
I do appreciate you calling in.
Okay, and I'll keep you in mind and save your information on my computer.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, our next caller today is area code 727. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida. I wanted to know when you see me relocating and getting my settlement.
Okay, wonderful. Settlement is the first thing I'm going to start with. You know, getting the settlement. Now, it looks to me, okay, let's see here, March, April, yeah, I'm getting the late March to early April here. That's when you're going to have all of the settlement, but I'm seeing it broken down into two parts, and I'm feeling one part coming a lot faster. I'm feeling like early to mid-March, maybe the first part, and then late March to early May is going to be where you have the second part, or late March to April, sorry, early April, not May.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yes, and I don't think that that's going to take very long. Are you still waiting on them to agree to a settlement here?
No, there's nothing to agree to. It's just I'm waiting for the payout.
Okay, okay. Because I'm like, well, you know, I'm seeing these timelines, but let me double check and see if we're not waiting on the settlement agreement. And then the first thing you wanted to focus on, what was that again? The move?
Oh, yeah, when will I be moving?
Okay. Mid of May, I'm seeing you receiving your money first, and then you move, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm feeling like, okay, you're in a bind. I mean, you do have some money to survive off of, but you don't really want to make the move without, you know, having a good bank. And I feel that you're going to move right after the settlement comes in, okay? And the payout is good from what I can tell. Now, Lisa, let me ask you something. Have you been advancing in your spiritual side, and have you really been using a lot more the law of manifestation? Because I'm feeling like you've gone through hell, okay, and back, and now you're in a so much more better of a place, even with some problems that are still existent in the mundane world.
Well, I've been meditating a lot more.
Okay, okay. And that's good. That's very good. Lisa, you're very gifted, and I want you to know that. And, yeah, I'm sure I'm not the only one that's probably told you this, and you're still probably trying to understand where all those gifts fall, okay? But you're very gifted, you're very intelligent, and I don't want you to allow anyone to take advantage of that in a negative sense, okay?
Okay. I will not.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today is area code 973. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, how are you?
Doing just peachy keen today, and you?
Hi, yes, I have a question. I'd like to know what you
care
about.
First of all, I need your name, where you're calling from, and I need you to go into your question after that.
Oh, sorry. My name is Tina, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, Tina, and how can I help you?
I would like to know, what do you get from my boyfriend, Louis, and our relationship?
Okay, Louis has been a little bit pulled back, but don't worry. I feel that the relationship will work out just perfectly, okay? And I feel that right now there's some healing that he's going through. This is why he's been a little pulled back. So right now it's okay. Let him have that space. You know, don't try and do anything. You need to let this one come to you more and more on his own, okay? Because that's going to establish the good side of the relationship and the dynamic. You've kept the communication going. Now it's time for him to do so. And I do feel that he will step up to the plate, okay? So I feel to give you a gauge on timeline here, June is when I feel you guys would have been together for a good while and have been working on it and actually in a place where you're very comfortable with one another and you're very much in a happy, healthy relationship, okay?
Okay, just one more question. There was someone around him. She was trying to contact him. Do you see her still around?
Well, I am going to go ahead and answer this because you're the only last caller in the queue for today. But just mind you, we don't do more than one question per caller normally, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Okay, the other person is gone for right now. They might pop back up down the road, but I don't feel any need to be threatened by it, okay? I feel like they're going to pop back up. They'll probably try a little bit down the road, maybe not right now, but let it go because you know what? They're not going to be able to create any interference.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in, and you have a beautiful day.
And all the information is on in the bio to contact you for future reading.
Well, no, but if you would like, do you have a pen and paper? I can give you the website address.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And, yeah, actually, I think, come to think about it, it is in the bio as well. But here's the website address. It's how, as in how are you. Okay, so that's just how, psychic, that's psychic .com. Okay?
Thank you, sir. Your name?
And my name is Reverend Adam.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, sorry about that. I got muted accidentally there for a minute or two. But for those of you out there, please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Tune in tomorrow for our show at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday. All right, everyone, we want to wish you, please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com. And we want to wish you all love, light, namaste, and have a great day. Bye.